Get ready for your daily dose of WordPress and web development tips, tricks, and insights to help you find success with WordPress. You're listening to WP the Podcast with your hosts, David Blackman and Tim Streifler.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to another episode of WP the Podcast. I'm David Blackman.
And I'm Tim Streifler.
Tim, today we're going to talk about why site architecture is important when designing websites.
Yeah, and this is a really important topic because a lot of times when you think of design, you think of aesthetics, you think of, you know, how pretty the website is. And while that's important, it really isn't the most important part of a website, especially these days. Your customers, your clients, you know, their users aren't really impressed by things that used to impress the internet, you know, 5, 10, 15
Ooh.
Years ago.
Ah.
Exactly. No one oohs and ahs that anymore about web pages. And so now it's about function, it's about content, it's about getting them what they came there for. And so site architecture is literally the skeleton of your page. And so the first point we want to talk about is every page should have a purpose, whether it's to sell a product, acquire emails, or just to educate or inform the visitor. And so you want to figure out what the purpose of that page is. Obviously the purpose of the site overall, but it really comes down to that page that you're designing, because that's going to come into play and everything else is going to be affected around that once you figure out what that purpose is.
Yeah. And I'm going to say that, you know, Tim came up with a pretty great saying here. I'd love to take credit for it. I'm going to be the one that gets to say it, but you know, design is important, but content is king. And the reason that is, and why it's important and how it plays into site architecture, is because search engines judge your website based on the content that you put in. So when you're looking at site architecture and you're laying out the design of your site, you need to know exactly what it is that you want to happen when a user comes to your website. So as Tim stated, whether you want to sell something, acquire emails, or educate and inform them about your products or services, whatever your business or your website's about, when they come to your website, you know, the content that you put on that site is going to be what Google reads, and that's going to be what they're going to rank you on. So if you just go with animations and WYSIWYGs and images, then you're just never going to get found. So design is important. There needs to be a balance, but content is ultimately king. And when you're setting that site architecture, it's important that you make sure that you have that content in there.
Yeah, definitely. And that brings us to the next point, which is the right content in the right order will help guide the user to whatever the goal of the page is. So getting back to that first point, you know, every page has the purpose. And so you want your content to guide the user towards that goal. So if it's to buy a product, you want calls to action. And, you know, same thing with email acquisitions. If the point of the page is just educational, then you want the information organized in a way that it helps the user get that information as quickly as possible. You know, that all comes into play when you're looking at bounce rate and things like that. Well, a bounce rate shows that the user is not getting what they came there for. They clicked on a link, whether that's from a search engine or something else, and they're leaving because, oh, this isn't what I wanted. And so, you know, that's a really important metric to look at. And, you know, you can kind of tweak the site architecture, tweak the content based off of the bounce rate.
Yeah, and I think ultimately in this day and age, most web designers and web developers know that the content is more important than the beauty of the site and stuff. So I hope this episode has helped you in, you know, determining what's important and why site architecture is important and why you need to consider it when you're designing and laying out your web page and stuff. So
yeah, and I'm going to take a second to throw one more thing out there. We ask about reviews often, and some people might get sick of hearing our voices talk about it, but reviews are so important to help other people find WP the Podcast. It helps us go up in the rankings. We talked about SEO a little bit. The iTunes and Stitcher, they all have basically search rankings involved, and reviews are the big part of that. And so if you haven't reviewed us yet, we would greatly appreciate heading on over to iTunes, Stitcher, Google Play, wherever you consume podcasts, leaving us a review. If you have any feedback for us or have any topic suggestions, wpthepodcast.com, you can let us know things that you want to learn about. We've gotten some great topic suggestions already. So yeah, head on over and say hello and let us know what you want to learn.
Yeah, and I'm going to, before we sign off, say that I promise for the next 10 episodes, we're not going to ask for reviews. Yeah. You know, just to give you a break. And then we're coming back at you, by golly. Yeah. So, all right, tomorrow we've got another great topic. Should your web design business specialize in a niche? Tim and I will debate how you're supposed to properly say that word tomorrow as well. So until tomorrow, we'll see you then.
Take care. Bye-bye.
We've come to the end of today's episode of WP the Podcast. Join us tomorrow for more daily tips and strategies designed to help you run your WordPress business towards success. Remember to subscribe to WP the Podcast so you can stay up to date with each episode. And don't forget to rate and review us. We'll see you again tomorrow, right here on WP the Podcast.